So we start with Julie.
Well, I think with Moving Forest was like somehow when I caught clues, I don't remember what year I start thinking about this, but anyway, mainly I think in a way like somehow I just been involved in a lot of Wi-Fi technology and this kind of different transmission possibility, and so I think this whole idea with Moving Forest being, you know, moving antenna or the electromagnetic field, that kind of thing also kind of really work out to consider to sort of staging my bet in this time with Moving Forest became Moving Antenna, yeah? So that was kind of, in the beginning, I just have a very rough idea or concept about like what this piece should be about and how at the end, sort of like, you know, only like recent 2 years, I think, yeah, like 2006, I got invited for the Dictionary Award, and I kind of present some concept of this and all that. And then, like, you know, it sort of started that way. And then I started talking to Martin, and you know, Martin himself has been engaged in a lot of these kind of, you know, basically, I think the great thing is about the whole EM field thing, which is exactly, I think, the kind of hidden forces, hidden data become the major insurgence force is very attractive for me, you know, like very to the point. So we became like a team. We really bring, you know, two of us kind of brought together some ideas and just keep writing and rewriting and kind of feel like, you know, how to do, you know, I think, and but of course, before this, Martin and I had collaborated on, you know, this kind of 12-hour event and, you know, to find this kind of durational 12-hour thing really, you know, for me it's very interesting to do this kind of durational thing. And I think it's such a passion to keep pursuing this project. I think that, you know, I think we've been working on this almost like really full-time now for the last 6 months to bring it to Transmedial. And a lot of the course is organizational. At the end, you know, we are basically doing everything, but mostly just like, you know, try to assemble, you know, like talk about assemble a collaboration team together, and knowing like people we trust and how at the end, you know, because like basically it's a project, like it's a very strange format. You just like kind of have a team, but the team never met together, never had rehearsal, and here we are, 11 a.m., we are on. And then, you know, the clock is running, and you just kind of have to keep every act running, you know, so that's basically where we were, yeah.
So we have this idea of something which, obviously within this theme of conspire, we have this idea of something being hidden, so we play with this, which, yeah, in this case with these electromagnetic fields, this is something we don't sense ordinarily with, you know, sight or hearing, but it's obviously within the same spectrum as physical light. It's a bit off, but anyway. So yeah, so how to make this stuff present, this, but also, you know, it should not remain hidden. We're not really working this idea that there's some kind of secret hidden or something like this, but one plays with this idea that we have this hidden power, you know, which you can call magic or something like this, but it's, there is no magic. You know, so for me, the most important part in the Kurosawa film that we translate is this idea that the witch, obviously we have this Macbeth influence within the Kurosawa throne of blood, so we have this witch who's saying, you know, the kingdom will fall when the forest moves. So this is always what we're working with, like, you know, what does it mean for this forest to move? Because, you know, you have this omen which is predicting some kind of magic, but in the film in Macbeth, it's just this very literal, real thing. The forest moves because it's the easiest way to hide oneself behind, you know, behind this forest. So you're not really, you know, they're not doing this to scare the emperor. They're doing this just as a simple strategy. They're hiding behind the forest, but this is fulfilling the omen. You know? So the forest moving signal, you know, it's almost like signaling the end of the empire, because it looks like magic. There is no magic. It's not so clear. The connection is that there's something hidden, so it's invisible, but it's there. It's also at the same time you have this aspect where these electromagnetic fields are being emitted by everything, laptops, you know, and we have no idea how this is influencing people or, you know, consciousness or anything like this. So in this sense it's hidden, but we can make this present. But I was just trying, what I was trying to say was that there is no magic in the film and in Macbeth, because it's just this omen that the forest will move, and the Emperor sees this forest. Okay, I'll go back a bit. So it's, the omen is when the forest moves, the Empire is finished, it's over, but it's just like fulfilling this prediction. So it becomes a symbol, you know, for the Emperor, when the forest moves, the Empire is over, this is the prediction, and he sees the forest moving, and this is it for him. But the forest is just moving just because they're using, you know, the leaves as disguise, as camouflage. So they're advancing behind, you see the film, they're advancing behind the twigs and the leaves. So for them, it's just simple camouflage. Like, we can move on the castle by hiding behind this. But for him, it's like, this is fulfilling the prophecy. This is magic. So for the Empire, it's magic, but for the people with the antenna branches, it's just simple, everyday strategy. Or at the end of the film, we have this, you know, the castle is vanished. We just have this kind of dust, this kind of emptiness. So we have no idea where this power has gone. So it's this play of where the power is. You know, it's just like power, magic. And we try and, our kind of translation, it's this play with electromagnetic fields, movements, you know, this micro radio movements. We're kind of working with this stuff in a very physical way, but at the same time working with, you know, mobilized groups of people that are working with this stuff. You know, this is their substance, this is what they're working with.
I wanted to, like, kind of introduce moving forest in such a way that exactly, I think, you know, moving forest as far as like a 12-hour flight out structure for us became like a vehicle that we can, within this kind of structure, we can actually explore many different issues, you know, the hidden data, the actual result and all that. So it's like, I must say, you know, like the hidden data, you know, it's like, it's one big major aspect of the project, but at the same time, I think if we consider the whole format of 12 hours, for us it's like, you know, I think it's my own dissatisfaction about being in this kind of, you know, club scene, like everybody get their 2 hours or gigs and or something, and, you know, in a way, like, moving forward is also structured that way. We had 12-hour fight act, but then I think the difference is, like, moving forward is bringing together people that actually act, you know, like, sort of composing with a plot, with attention, with this, you know, the whole play of 12 minutes into 12 hours. And so for me, it, this tension or the dramatic tension of how you bring it from, you know, a 12-hour event, you know, like I think I want to make it very clear, it's like, you know, we all been to this kind of 24-hour headphone festival, whatever, that kind of thing, which has become like each artist is like a showcase time, you know. But moving forward, at the same time, in a way, is sort of inspired by the idea that we can all play together. At the same time, I think moving forward is very clear. It become more of a vehicle that we say, you know, we not only play each individual, we are actually play together to construct this drama, to construct this scenario, and that's very important. Then again, you know, between the forest and the castle, the hidden data, or, you know, I'm just speaking in more human terms, I use that word. But anyway, in this case, you know, like, why is, like, I think, you know, one of the biggest problems for this project has been, like, for months, people keep saying, like, we don't understand what this project is about. Because, at the same time, because it is true, because this project has so many layers. So at the end, you know, maybe you catch one there, or like, oh, it's about hidden data, or it's about, you know, revolt, it's about insurgency. And, but at the end, we were able to, like, recruit such a team that each are doing a certain part of the interface or whatever, but each really believe in this project. So that for me is the power of moving forward. Like, we were able to mobilize such a team together, you know, on this level, or human level, I'm stressing that, you know. So I think what Martin was talking about is more metaphysical level, that, you know, consists of the study of the hidden data. But again, you know, just to bring the hidden data into the story, it's like that is actually what caught, you know, like what conspiracy was compiled. And that's very, you know, in the backbone, that's exactly. And so we have different layers of this like backbone structure that feed into the frenziness, feed into the ensiness, or feed into the paranoia. All this is like all working, you know, within this plot of the 12-hour fight.
Yeah, that's like a physical relation.
No, I think that's why the whole electromagnetic field, and that is like, you know, at this point to apply that into the performance and actually manifest that as a kind of noise data that become part of the insurgency, become part of the role, the people's revolt. You know, I think it's for me, this is more conspiracy or more subversive than, you know, anything. So in that way, I think, you know, it's just different project than what you would do, like, oh, we just organize a 12-hour event with all the different people playing. You know, I think it could probably be read into that way, but, you know, I think it is like the whole project is actually sustained by the very rigorous, you know, like, I think me and Martin, we're both quite obsessive person, and, you know, in terms of this rigorous, like, try to get the language right, try to get the concept straight. I think we never let each other, like, we never let loose each other in a way, yeah? We push each other to be so precise about who we are after, including, you know, asking for collaboration. It's very important for us to know, and you know, at the end we have such a beautiful collaboration, because it was almost like all, like, you know, we just send a proposal and people just say yes, you know, we want to join, and then from there we work on, you know. Of course we didn't proposal to everyone, but it was very selected, I would say, yeah. So I think this is why, like, you know, you have all this different level. Oh, no, on the way we talk about electromagnetic field in a way, like electromagnetic field interpret into human, become, you know, like it's sort of like the data and human discontent, whatever, you know. So it's very exactly, but that field is much bigger than we can imagine.
I'm quite happy with the, for example, like the mobile insurgency. This was really nice. I think this worked really well. Like this. Three or four groups, like with Gordon, Ricardo, and the Marvitt prison group. Yeah, this worked really well coming in, but, yeah.
No, I think it's mostly because it's such a big experiment, and I think even when we were doing it, we really, you know, we know big, and we keep telling Steph, you know, the festival, like, it's really big. And if you really want to do this project, you have to understand it's just big. And the project can only work when we make it big. You know, if the project would be tucked away in one room, it won't work, you know. So during the festival, this kind of distribute castle, distribute forest idea, and it's really, you know, I think at the end we have certain restriction in terms of the noise level, whatever, you know, but like, you know, it's a kind of project, it's like, it's really like wanted to breathe, you know. I think it's a live art, let's put it, you know, it's live art, and it just had to breathe, it had to like scream, it had to make noise, and it's very important. And at the end, in terms of how are we happy, it's like we got amazing group of people together, you know. It's like we had amazing group of people that actually sort of just like jump in and say, you know, we want to do this. Like, you know, for example, Matthew Fuller, like, you know, after I have a drink with him, he's just like, oh, I want to write you 500 slogans, you know, and that was that, you know. And after that, he just like keep coming out one drink another, you know. So like, in terms of a lot of collaboration, it wasn't like, oh, we had the longest discussion, decide that you can join. No, it wasn't like, not like that, mostly. Mostly it was more like, we just have to send a proposal, you know, and they just say, hey, I got it, and I want to be part of it. That was it, you know. And so after that, because of budget, because whatever, we never got a chance to. And in a way, I think it's good that we don't want to. You know, we don't want to hear the sound being composed. We don't want to. We don't want to see how picture have been arranged. We just really think, you know, like just come together and do it. And that is the most amazing part. We did it, you know, more like with all the anxiety, it's just like, oh, come together and did it. Of course, you know, we can be, I think me and Martin already gone through a lot of reflection on how we can do it different way, or, you know, I wouldn't use the word better, but it's like, there's a lot of potential for this project, right? So we can do it different way, we can explore all other possibilities. You know, so the project is gonna be like it's like a module again, that it can plug in different artists, it can plug in different possibilities, and that I think is the most exciting for me. Yeah, it's just because of that, it's like it can expand. You know, it can expand into a grand piece, and it had to go that way.
And the technical side was quite, I don't know, it's like dealing with this, you know, this one problem is like how to kind of represent this kind of substance, which is quite volatile. So it's kind of like, you know, you have these two, I don't know, there's always this balance between, you know, as I say, something which is quite volatile, and also you want to make this thing audible and visible, which means it's, you know, something is working, but we're dealing with a substance which is quite, you know, it's hard to encourage this stuff to really work. You know, we're dealing with kind of like long-range data transmissions, you know, from the forest to the castle, so this kind of technical stuff is quite demanding. But this is, yeah, like I'm saying, you know, it's kind of a fight, you know, because it's all the same substance, but we're kind of trying to coerce this stuff to do something, you know, otherwise there is no, in some, you know, for, you know, it's only one part of the performance, but unless this stuff is working, then it's not doing the sense in the physical, you know, it's still there, it's still operating on its own, but it's not really audible or visible, so it's like you're kind of bending the stuff towards your kind of will, and that, you know, this is quite hard work on Alexei and so on, you know, just to get some kind of connection to the outside. Surprising how difficult it was. That's the only surprise, was, you know, you think so much that everything's so transparent, you know, that you're kind of used to this solid connectivity, but when you're dealing with, you know, putting little tiny computers in trees and bushes, you know, it's just really nice to see these things working, and finally they do work, but it's just surprising how much effort it takes to kind of encourage this. But I think, yeah, this kind of displacement of, you know, this kind of stuff, laptops or any kind of computing device, just into the, you know, it's just nice to put these things into the forest. And we're like, at the end of the performance, like after it's finished, obviously we have to go and collect these things. So we're there with torches, looking through bushes, trying to find and see slowly blinking lights of kind of network connections just hidden under the trees and bushes and leaves and things. And then you realize that, yeah, this displacement is quite interesting and nice. You know, just to take this stuff somewhere else, you know, to take it into the forest.
With moving forest being, you know, being taken from Kurosawa's movie, being taken from basically my bed, exactly, is about, you know, really, in a way, in this kind of classical sense of opera, you know, at the same time, you're really dealing a lot with human emotions, you know, so each act is a different reading and different interpretation, and just keep adding on, you know. In this case, I think moving forwards have much more potential, and I think technically, even with the Wi-Fi and surgery force, I would say we probably only realize 30%, 40%.
15?
15, yeah. Oh. Well, you'll be more critical than me, but basically, you know, for us, let's say we are, it's just like, you know, it's so much more can be done for insurgency force, so much more can be done for integration things, you know, and at the end, I think it's true, you know, like we just pulled it together and no rehearsal, no, you know, but that's the idea anyway, you know, but I'm just saying, like, when you bring people together, the how the chemistry will work or the integration will work and all that, you know, then again, we are talking about all technology we can prepare. It's not a problem. At the end, like, it's more like we have the technology, but where is the human power? You know, like Ricardo struggled with the, you know, who's going to hold the 20 guns, you know, even, you know. So this is become, you know, the project becoming a sort of more like a public engagement. And how do you engage that public to, you know, silly enough to join you on a February winter night to go on the street and holding a gun? Right? That is really, you know, fundamentally that becomes the question about if the peace can be successful or not. In a way, like, we all become part of this imaginative plot, and then you have to believe in it to do that. And the imaginary part, exactly, you know, technically it's true also, you know. And also I must say, you know, for me, like, technical, we have been involved with all these kind of technical type of project, and this is the one project I feel have the power, the ability to bridge the gap, you know, of the kind of technical and human aspect, you know, like, really, you know, it's actually, you know, in terms of the backbone structure, what was there, you know, the PD patch, you know, the mainframe, the PD patch, the whole kind of backbone structure, it had to be very solid. And then the rest of it is just like different kind of plucking that we can bring together, right? So a lot of these is more about rethinking strategy also, yeah? So for me, I think always pointed as such a project that would really bring in different, you know, you have the pure software artists, we have called like Wi-Fi feed, you know, Wi-Fi fielders, you know, like to really bring different people and work together. You know, for me, it's really more like a film set, isn't it? You know, it's really more like a film production that we are able to, say, you know, come in
it's
and
not
do,
a team.
You know. So, it's, yeah, exactly. So it's really different than, you know, we are not organizing the event at all. I think the piece has to be read as, like, conceptually being solid or not, and then how much we put into this kind of conceptual construct rather than, you know, I mean, in a way the technology is there, you know, scrambled, whatever, the technology is there, you know, and all the technology is not difficult to solve, but the fact is, like, how at the end you're gonna use it in you know, penetration or infiltration into every level possible to understand what the whole media study or our interest have been, you know. So in a way, I think I'm, you know, sometimes I feel more like that bridge between, you know, between the kind of more software identified to a more street level mobilization, you know. And can we, you know, it's very difficult, you know. I think human level is very difficult, isn't it, you know. And then thank God if not, you know, nobody's fighting each other in our troop. You know, otherwise it would be just disaster.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.